Well, in preparation for evacuation for a natural disaster, whatever the case may be, working with horses obviously involves a lot of preparation and getting ready ahead of time. And that's probably the first thing that we'd like to visit with folks about is being prepared and having a plan and having an evacuation readiness kit and a preparation kit to go. So with the horses, there are a lot of things you need to keep in mind and things that you may have to have. Certainly, I think most all of us would realize that we're probably going to have some feed and hay. But a rule of thumb is certainly we'd like you to prepare for at least a minimum of 3 to 4 days, if not a week's worth of hay and concentrate that you take with you on the road when you leave your house. So that's certainly one thing to keep in mind. Another item that you certainly, if available to you, ought to think about doing is if you are evacuating and going on the road, hauling some water with you in sealable containers that you can reseal lids on and haul some water with you. Certainly if you're staying at home, if that's your choice you do make, in the case obviously a lot of times power is lost, water supply is lost and things like that, you certainly need to store water ahead of time in clean sealable containers that you can get back to your animals when the time or need arises. A lot of different things. One thing certainly to stress that you need to really consider having on you in several different forms is identification that'll apply to your horses. Not only proof of ownership from registration paper standpoint, different forms of identification, but certainly pictures that identify your horses from all different views, permanent markings such as tattoos, brands, freeze brands, things like that, that are readily visible to other folks. But having pictures of you with those animals showing identifying marks will certainly help in, let's say, the recovery process if your animal and you are separated. So that's something certainly to keep in mind. Their health records, shots, proof of a negative Coggins or EIA form needs to be with you in that animal. These are some critical paperwork issues that you need to have with you. Certainly also any medical records as far as if horses are on medications, treatments. Worst case scenario, we all think we're going to be with them. But in the case, let's say we are separated from those animals, whoever's able to take care of them for you certainly needs to know their medical history, their feed summary, how much they eat, when they eat, what different kinds of things or medications they are receiving. So that's something that we all need to have set down, written down, and prepared way ahead of time. And then just some simple things, I guess I'd say simple, but water buckets, feed buckets, things like that. And again, the case of evacuation where you're leaving and getting gone out on the road. The other thing certainly you need to be aware of prior to leaving your property, if that's the choice of the route we're going, is where are you going? And there's a lot of different avenues that you can pursue as far as identifying places of evacuation sites, such as different counties set up regional areas that are a collecting site or an evacuation site designated for other specific counties. So this is something certainly you can find out through your county extension office, your local sheriff's department, things along those lines that will help you identify ahead of time where you need to go. On that same note, certainly history has shown us that if we procrastinate a little bit, shall we say, in leaving our property, even though we've been told it's probably a good idea to go ahead and get on the road, we've certainly seen some horrible traffic congestion problems, with folks being stuck on the road with trucks and trailers full of horses, being stuck to the point you could potentially run out of fuel, sitting on the side of the road, not have water for your horses, a lot of bad situations we could get into. So I would certainly advise folks, if it looks like something's coming our direction, get on the road and get gone when they tell you to. Don't wait till everybody else is trying to leave, because certainly the evacuation sites fill up more quickly. You won't be able to get in as close maybe as you want to get, and you're going to have to go further away. But worst case scenario is getting stuck on the road, on the side of the road, on the side of the interstate. A lot of folks, if you talk to folks that survived Hurricane Andrew in Florida, when it occurred down there, there were a lot of fatalities as a result of people being stuck on the roads in trucks and trailers that were basically blown around like matchbox toys. So you definitely don't want to be stuck on the road when that happens. But a lot of just general things, but the big thing to stress to folks is feed and hay and supplies to go with you. Certainly, if you're going out on the road, make sure you've got them. Because again, like I said earlier on, we all assume that, you know, we can just leave for a couple of days, whatever the disaster is gone. We kind of all just assume we can go right back home. there's no guarantee that when the disaster has come through, gone, whatever it might be, a gas main eruption, hurricane, tornado, you know, there's no guarantee you can get home. The roads could be blocked, they could be flooded out. You could go home to nothing, where you used to live, where you don't have feed, you don't have hay, and it puts you in a really awkward situation. So you certainly need to prepare ahead of time for that.